The minimum wage in Washington state is $9.19 an hour, the highest in the country. Well, in a week and a half, voters in the city of SeaTac might up that significantly. Proposition 1 calls for a $15 minimum wage at SeaTac Airport. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports for airport workers, a lot is riding on the decision.
A big airport like SeaTac is full of jobs that don't pay a lot. Denia Stovall works at an airport shop. At the mention of Proposition 1, she lights up.
If gonna raise it to $15, I go for it. Yes.
Do you think it would change your life?
Change my life, yes. Yeah, you know, I'm always like get paid like minimum wage all the time. This is a little bit better here, but if we can go up a little bit more, that I would really, really appreciate that.
Suwani Pringle is standing beside Stovall.
Me too. I really, really going to be happy so much so I can afford to pay all my bill. You know, like now I cannot afford to eat. I eat cup of noodle only, even though I work so hard.
She says this is the right decision for the wider community.
I agree for all of us. You know, I'm not just say one people, two people, not one city, another city. I want all Seattle for minimum wage to be increased.
The idea behind SeaTac's living wage proposition has its roots in the 1990s in Baltimore, where church groups and labor unions noticed that some people at shelters actually had full-time jobs. Within a few years, the movement hit the West Coast. Living wage laws kicked in at LAX in Los Angeles and Bay Area airports, including SFO. Ken Jacobs is chair of the UC Berkeley Center for Labor Research and Education. He says before the minimum wage increase, turnover among lower-paid jobs at San Francisco Airport was 50% a year.
When we came back 6 months after the law had gone into effect, we found the turnover rate had fallen to 20%. And there were dramatic impacts on worker performance and productivity reported by both sides.
Jacob studied the effects of these laws over the last decade. He says they're good for business and labor.
$15 an hour in a city like Seattle is not a high wage, but it gives people a chance, and that's what they're looking for.
Unions are Proposition 1's biggest backers, with nearly $1 million in the campaign's war chest. Those opposed include Alaska Airlines. Half the flights leaving SeaTac are Alaska's. And here's the baggage. Alaska's decision to outsource services like baggage handling has been a sore spot.
This is uniquely pointed at us and here at little old SeaTac, Washington, and it's not the kind of problem that can be solved in a one-off basis like this.
Keith Lovelace is executive vice president at Alaska Airlines.
It's just a crazy competitive business, and every penny counts. And in order to be successful and continue the success that we've had and continue to provide the jobs that we've provided, it matters.
Alaska says it can't say what it would do if SeaTac voters passed Proposition 1. But raising the minimum wage by so much, 63%, means businesses will likely make adjustments, says Richard Davis of the Washington Research Council, a business policy think tank.
That's rethinking job operations. It's a different way of doing business. One of the consequences of that, however, is going to be a net reduction in jobs. And you can move that from parking lots to car rental agencies. It just requires people to rethink how they do business.
Outside at SeaTac, some workers have heard the speculation that they might lose jobs or work time because of a higher minimum wage. Bernard McFarlane is loading buses outside. He's a luggage porter with 5 children. He says he needs to risk it.
Mostly a lot of business people, they're challenging us. Like they said, you know, they're going to cut the layoffs of people. But the thing is that we really need help right now. Like that $15 an hour, it can help us right now.
There can be complications even if businesses don't rethink. Tracy Garrett is an assistant manager at a restaurant.
Our assistant managers all across the board nationwide with Vinovola only make $10 an hour. And the rest of our workers get paid minimum wage. So if we had the workers outside of the airport in this area making more than our assistant manager here, that would be something very, something really interesting and difficult to try to figure out at a national base.
So Garrett might end up getting paid a third less than her underlings.
you know, it'd be upsetting to me. But I don't think our company would change their policy just because of this area here.
At an electronics store nearby, manager Catherine McLaurin says she needs to know more about Proposition 1.
There could be some positive to it. I mean, it will help us, like in the hiring process, it could help us be a little bit more particular with who we hire.
Most of us are travelers when we go to SeaTac. We don't get to influence the balance between business and labor there. But on November 5th, the voters of SeaTac will do that, whatever they decide. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.